I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's bring in Sekou Smith of NBA TV and NBA.com. And Sekou, I'd just like to know, what have you heard about Klay Thompson?
Well, you know, I'm in mourning like everybody else who covers the league. You know, Klay's one of the favorite guys to deal with. And to hear that he might have an injury, as significant as it sounds, it might be, is just jaw-dropping, considering what he's coming off of, getting back from his ACL injury. So it's a tough night, you know, to deal with something like that and to hear something like that on draft night of all nights. It's just crazy.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of people, even if we don't know the extent of the injury yet, feel the same way, considering what was an outpouring of support and concern on social media. So then Sekou, kind of weird, just juxtaposed with the NBA draft, which is a night when dreams come true. But what did you think about the virtual product that the NBA put together?
You know, I thought it was done about as well as you could do. I remember what seems like so many months ago watching the NFL draft virtually and kind of wondering, like, is this going to work for the NBA? You know, when we're so used to that moment where guys get up in that, you know, green room and go out there and put the hat on and get a chance to, you know, do that deal with Adam Silver that so many guys, you know, dream about. I mean, mm-hmm. I know players that have gotten that picture taken and hang it up. You know, it's that important of a moment for them. But yeah, it was still that night. It just didn't have the normal pomp and circumstance.
Of course, we've had some deals and rumors of deals leading up to that, and a lot of times that impacts the draft and how teams end up operating. But the one that kind of happened not too long before the first picks were made, Al Horford. Why didn't the Al Horford experiment in Philadelphia work out?
I think as much, you know, of a bad fit as it might have been for Al Horford to try and coexist as a player on the court with Joel Embiid, when you have a big man who requires as much space as Joel Embiid does, it just wasn't going to work. And a lot of people, you know, have rightfully or wrongfully blamed the old coaching staff and the old regime that was there. But I think what it boils down to is, if you've got a big man like Joel Embiid, who you're trying to build your franchise around, you're trying to make him the centerpiece of a championship franchise, there can be nothing in the way of that. It has to be strictly about building around Joel. And Al, who's been such a warrior of a undersized, you know, five man his entire career, he tried to make it work. He did everything he could. It just wasn't a good fit.
And so Al Horford ends up heading to Oklahoma City, which is obviously a team in a rebuild. And then you look at what Philadelphia is doing, trying to move some pieces around, but they've got a coach in Doc Rivers. What about Doc makes you believe that he might be able to lead the Sixers to the next level, to where they want to go?
Basically, Doc he's the turnaround coach, isn't he? I mean, you bring him in and he gets you to that next level one way or another. I think Doc is the right kind of coach at the perfect time for that Philly team as well. I think those guys need somebody that they can believe in who's going to, you know, make sure that Ben, Joel, and whoever are listening to him and they can look at him and say, all right, this is a guy who's done it. He's won a championship. He's had great success in other places. There's no doubt about him being the right guy for the job. And now it's up to those guys to listen follow his lead and change their ways. I mean, they've done it their own way, and it hasn't, you know, meant the kind of success that they wanted. Now it's time to listen to Doc and follow his lead.
Mm. Is there a guy in all of sports who's had a weirder journey over the last week and then over the last 3 years than Danny Green, Sekou?
No, I don't think so. And really, listen, wherever Danny Green goes, you should be smiling.
That's right.
Because there's usually a championship involved when Danny Green's, you know, in the building. But, you know, it's interesting. I was in the bubble. I saw him the night they won the championship. And, you know, he's always been the same Danny Green. He was the guy that was dancing early in his career in Cleveland. But then he's the guy who learned how to win and learned how to be a champion. Now he's done it several times over. Good luck to him on this next step. And like I said, if you're on his team, get ready to win. I mean, the guy doesn't leave without winning a little something.
Already a three-time champion with a career 40% shooting percentage from beyond the arc. Sekou Smith is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Always good to catch up with him from NBA.com. Now, we've heard the rumors. I don't know if you can call them reports yet, but the idea out there that James Harden has talked to Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and wants to play in Brooklyn. What are the chances that this gets done?
I wish, you know, I had the ultimate crystal ball, because I would love to see what that looks like just from an experimentation standpoint. We've seen big threes before. I don't think we'd have, would ever have seen something that interesting, that group of guys put together, where Kyrie and James Harden obviously are ball-dominant players, and you want them to have the opportunity to do what they do best, and they need the ball in their hands. Kevin Durant has shown you that he can go and play in an environment where he's not dominating the ball, you know, like some people think. If it happens, believe me, there's no more interesting place in the basketball universe than Brooklyn, because there would be so much attention paid to those guys and those personalities, and whether or not Steve Nash and his staff will be able to get them to coexist and ultimately – chase a championship, which the Nets, to their credit, it's very rare you see a team go through the kind of upheaval they have and come out of it and be absolutely forceful in their belief that they got a chance to win it all.
And then we also know, or we think we know, that Russell Westbrook wants out of Houston as well. But if you look at it from the Rockets' standpoint, they don't actually have to do anything. When a player demands or asks to be traded and it becomes public, is there any way that a team can weather that storm and not actually acquiesce to those requests?
Sure. We've seen it in the past when guys have demanded trades or come out publicly and said they want to go elsewhere, and it doesn't happen. Famously, I remember there was a moment when Kobe Bryant was talking about wanting to leave the Lakers, and Dr. Jerry Buss was adamant that he was not going to be trading Kobe anywhere. Certainly that ended up, you know, changing for the better for the Lakers. I just feel like now, in this day and age, since the decision, when players make up their mind that they want to go elsewhere, it's really hard to see it ending up any other way. The Rockets don't have to do anything, as you mentioned, you know, and I know that they've made it clear that they're willing to go to uncomfortable places, you know, for these guys to stick around and try and work it out. But if they don't believe in what's going on in Houston anymore, it's going to be really difficult for the Rockets to make it work.
I suppose there's always the possibility that instead of sending him to Brooklyn, where he wants to go, that they could send him to a different franchise. So stick with me here, a little bit like what happened with Kawhi Leonard a couple of years ago. Kawhi wanted to go from San Antonio to Los Angeles. Instead, the Spurs sent him to Toronto.
Yeah, Kawhi, he got his wish with a detour and a championship in Toronto. So if you're that team that's the middleman in a scenario like that, that might be a benefit to you. I just, you know, I think we've gotten to the point, Amy, that when these elite players make up their minds and decide they want to do something, it becomes a deal for their incumbent teams. Really, what's the point in fighting it? What good will it do you in the long run to stand in the way of it. I thought New Orleans did that with Anthony Davis.
Right.
When we found out a year early, you know, that, hey, you know, AD wants out. Is it going to happen or not? You know, and it does. And the Lakers had to give up the house to get him. Now, the Lakers got exactly what they wanted. They got AD and a championship ultimately. But the New Orleans Pelicans certainly, as we saw on draft night, are still reaping the benefits of trading AD.
Sekou Smith from NBA.com, NBA TV, and the Hang Time podcast with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. What do you like about Chris Paul to the Phoenix Suns?
I love it for Devin Booker, and I love it for some of the other young guys to learn from one of the best in the business. Chris Paul, for whatever you want to say about him, he's shown himself to be such a professional that wherever he goes, he's dragging the culture with him of that organization to the next level. He's going to make them a factor. He's going to put them in the playoffs, and he's going to make sure that they become, you know, one of those teams that you look at and say they've got a fighting chance because of the leadership and the play of Chris Paul. And when you have a young, budding superstar like Devin Booker, really the only thing that he's lacked is the opportunity to show us what he can do on that playoff stage consistently. Maybe this is now the point of his career with Chris Paul, you know, at the controls, where Devin Booker takes off and goes to that next level.
And certainly we were all dazzled by what we saw from Booker and the Suns in the bubble when they went 8-0 and just missed out on the postseason. And how about the marriage of Drew Holiday and the Bucks? We're not quite sure about the other piece yet, but if that goes through, what do you like?
Well, you got to love a guy like Drew Holiday as, you know, the conduit piece for Milwaukee, because you give Chris Middleton an opportunity to play what might be his more natural role as the third guy in that alignment in a playoff scenario. And Drew takes a ton of pressure off Giannis and everybody else, because you know he's got a ball handler and a shot creator for himself and everybody else. And you alleviate that pressure off Giannis and Chris Middleton, which has really been the thing that's held them up the past couple years from getting to where they wanted to go in the postseason.
It's interesting, though, because so much of what the Bucks are doing right now is to try to keep Giannis in town. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but that matchup, that pairing, is it one that can be profitable long-term in Milwaukee?
You got to believe so if you're the Bucks, and we'd be naive to think that the Bucks are doing anything without consulting, you know, their two-time MVP and making sure that the moves they're making coincide with whatever he believes is best for his future, if it is with the Bucks. I think there's no other mission right now in Milwaukee than Operation Keep Giannis, and I've been saying that. There's nothing else on the to-do list for the organization other than making sure that you hold on to the guy who's helped you become one of the, you know, best franchises in the league the past couple of years in terms of success because of his presence.
And certainly a one that brings a lot of eyeballs to Milwaukee. So the eyeballs that weren't there before.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, and they've had good teams in Milwaukee, but, you know, we're talking about a guy who's won back-to-back MVPs and vaulted that franchise into a completely different stratosphere by becoming one of the league's best players. And Giannis, I keep telling people, Giannis is just a pup when you think about his game and where it could go in the future. He's only scratched the surface of how good he could be. I'm not saying he's got four or five more MVPs to win, but I'm saying as a player, just his game and what he can do. His offensive game is just now going to get to the point where he can really expand it. And if you have a player like Drew Holiday, that would allow him to do so much more. He'd be catching and reacting and finishing so much more than he has in the past, because he'd have a player of that caliber with the ball in his hands.
Sekou, before I let you go, we have a format, a blueprint at least, considering what happened in the bubble and the plan. What's your reaction to the NBA starting up again in, my goodness, just over a month?
Yeah, the time in between has been condensed dramatically, obviously. But, Amy, when I think about how hard it was to get to the bubble and actually complete it, crown a champion and keep everybody safe, the idea that we could have another season as quickly as we are, I feel great about it. COVID has changed everything for everybody in 2020. The idea that we could get to 2021 and actually be on track to have a 72-game season and crown a champion in July and still potentially see NBA players in the Olympics in Tokyo, all of that, to me, if it comes to fruition, will be born out of them deciding to get this thing cranked back up now and start in December.
Will you miss the bubble, Sekou?
I haven't missed it as much as I thought. I do get up every day and take my temperature and my blood oxygen with the tool that they gave us. It's kind of a nasty habit that a lot of us have kept doing. But it was, for as maddening as it was to have the season interrupted the way we did, the bubble was magic. It was just unbelievable basketball, competition at the highest level. And in that environment where you see everybody that's involved day after day, it was, we'll be talking about it for years. I don't miss it, but I'm so glad it happened.
It was definitely historic. Really cool that you got a chance to be a part of it. You can find Sekou on Twitter at Sekou Smith NBA, S-E-K-O-U. And he's with NBA TV, NBA.com, the Hangtime Podcast with some really cool guests. It's always a privilege to catch up with you, Sekou. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Sure. Thank you, Amy. And prayers up for Klay Thompson, hoping that we get some good news on his injury.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.